conservation.
Hi, I'm Dave Sinclair, the Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram dealer in Pacific, Missouri. Dodge and Dave Sinclair. Chrysler and Dave Sinclair. Jeep and Dave Sinclair. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Ram Trucks and Dave Sinclair. Great combo. If you live in West County, we're only 25 minutes from Chesterfield Mall. We're only 15 minutes from I-44 and 141, and only 15 minutes from Ellisville. That's a short drive to Big City Selection, small town overhead. Thank you, and here's my address, DaveSinclairChrysler.com. DaveSinclairJeep.com. DaveSinclairRam.com.
Introducing Interstate's new battery, the AGM. The AGM has three times the life of conventional batteries. No battery lasts longer. Interstate batteries, outrageously dependable.
Yeah, that Mamas and Papas song, Monday, can't trust that day. Not true, you can trust it. You can trust it as the day you're going to learn a lot of really interesting stuff about technology. And I know that a lot of you for Christmas got some stuff that you still haven't completely figured out. Well, we're going to help you with that or anything else regarding your phone, your computer, your TV. And the man who's going to help you is named Jose Hernandez, and he's brought to you by OREC and the 7 locally owned and operated OREC Home Care Centers. I get emails every once in a while from people going, hey, I finally went in an OREC store. Wow. Yeah, exactly. Stop in. Tell them your AM and the PM. All right, here's how this works in case you don't know. Jose's going to do a monologue, kind of like Jay Leno and Johnny Carson, except his is not quite as funny. It's not supposed to be funny. It's supposed to be informative. When he finishes, we go right to the phones and take your calls, your questions, your concerns, your how do I make this do that type questions. And you reach us by one of these two numbers, 314-969-5877, which is 314-969-KTRS, or toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Folks, OREC is proud to present Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hello, Jose.
Hello, Frank.
How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Good. Anybody in the room have anything to throw at Jose that he might not be aware of? For you folks who have the iPhone 5, which I think is the one I have, and it's been bugging you, and you thought you forgot to do a particular setting in the settings menu because your photos are not full screen, it's not you. It's that stinking software update. And I finally went and Googled and found all kinds of posts from people who also can't get the photo to fill the full screen. It's their way of making you buy a new iPhone. So it's the software. It's not your phone, and it's not you.
If you buy a new phone, won't it have the same software on it?
Well, it probably will, but an enhanced version so you get your full picture back.
Ugh.
And then, of course, they'll do something to make you want the next phone after that. I don't have anything else. I have no revelations, no discoveries, no articles. I'll just turn it over to Jose.
NSA. Edward Snowden did not release this piece of information. A German organization has discovered that they are intercepting computer deliveries and then modifying the computers in different ways to collect information and send it to them. Error messages and vulnerabilities in the operating system. They're installing monitor cables that will record everything that's typed to and from the screen and then send that information off. Just when you thought it was safe to go back.
Okay. What he said.
Mac Pro, the new ones are costing anywhere between $3,000 and $9,000.
Whoa.
Oh.
Was this a computer?
It's from Macintosh, from the Apple folks. The people that make your iPhone.
$9,000. Who pays that for a computer?
A lot of people. They tore one apart to see if it was actually upgradable or not, because normally what happens is Apple will solder the CPUs onto the motherboards. The new Pro is upgradable. You can get a 12-core Xeon processor for $3,500. Just in case you didn't spend enough money to begin with.
Hey, can I tell you real quickly about my dash cam? My kids got me a dash cam for Christmas. It's the greatest. And it's a big wide angle. It's Black View, BlackVue. And I kind of been playing with it. Check this out, Jose. You take the dash cam in the house. And the easiest and best thing to do is there's a tiny little SD card. You take out, put it in your computer. It's got an adapter for USB plug. On your computer screen is everything that you saw through the windshield for hours and hours and hours. And over on the side is a GPS map showing you where your car is going, the time, the date, the miles per hour you're going. through the entire video, you're watching how fast you were going, and on a map, literally looking at where you traveled. Now, you can click and get the map off the screen where it's just the dash view. I'm telling you, it's the greatest. Now, I just got to have somebody have a wreck in front of me.
Yeah.
I need something exciting to happen.
Or when you run into somebody?
Yeah.
Is there sound also with it?
Yes, you have the option of audio or no audio. And what's interesting is you forget the audio is on, so you go. What you think you're going to go do is just go look at that, and you hear yourself arguing with your wife in the car, and you forgot that you did that. So the audio is a good and not so good thing. Sorry, I just had to throw that in because that was my big Christmas.
Last but not least, Target has finally admitted that not only did the 40 million credit card numbers get stolen, the pins have also been stolen, although Target wants to remind you that they are encrypted, and thereby they believe the thief is not expected to compromise the cardholder's accounts.
No, not expected. No.
My advice would be to get a new card. If you don't get a new card, at least change the PIN number on your current card.
Okay. And so, speaking of that, enough of the rewards club stuff. I am so tired of every checkout I go to. Are you a member of our rewards club? No, 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 no. Usually the answer is no. And then if you say, yes, I am, I have no idea what my number is or what phone.
Just type in your phone number then.
Oh, man. Jose, is that a good idea to just belong to every reward? I guess it
couldn't hurt. I mean, I'm a.
But can it? But then don't you get put on one of those lists and everybody is emailing you?
Not really.
No, I don't think so. I have a Walgreens reward card, and every once in a while you'll build up enough points, and they say, "Hey, you can take $5 off your order today,
or $10, or something." Plus, they have stuff certain items are like a dollar when they normally be $3 or $4. Buddy, you have your rewards card, and you pay the dollar for them.
All right. Are you ready to take some calls?
Please.
Well, they're obviously ready. They're stacked up. We start with Jeff. Jeff, say hello to Jose.
Hello, Jose, and Happy New Year to all you
Happy
guys.
New Year, Jeff.
Hello, Jeff.
I've got two questions. First of all, we bought an Elkin tablet running Android, and I think it's running one of the Jelly Beans. How do you update that? We got a message. My wife was all ready to put Candy Crush on there, and it won't let her put it on there. It says our OS won't take it. Is there a way to update the operating system on those tablets?
Yeah, the best way is either to check on the website of the laptop or the tablet manufacturer, or go directly to the Google Play Store.
Oh, okay. Now, my other question is, for some strange reason, and I must have hit something on my media player, I think it's 12-point-something-something, when I put a store-bought CD and my titles don't come up.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do?
Who's it manufactured by? Which player is it?
The PC.
It's on the PC? Computer.
Windows Media.
Yeah, Windows Media Player?
Windows Media Player, yeah.
What version? The latest version?
Yeah, I think it is. 12-point-something.
The best way to restore it to default is probably uninstall it and then let Windows Updates put the 12 back on for you, and it should put back the defaults.
All righty.
That's good. What I would
Thank
do.
You.
All right. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you,
Thank you. And by the way, that's aggravating. I've had CDs, and it comes up track one, track two. That is really irritating. I like to see the title of the song. I think up next would be Kevin. Kevin, say hi to Jose.
No, it's Evan, but it's close enough. Last time Dan called me even, so I'll take okay. Evan.
You know what?
It's getting closer.
These days, he'll get it right.
Really
He's getting
close.
Real close. Say hi to Jose, Evan.
Hey, Jose. How you doing?
I'm good, Evan.
Question. I think I was trying to get the kids out of the car when you were just talking to the last guy. I think it's the same question. We rented a DVD, it was a Blu-ray player, Blu-ray disc, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had the Blu-ray player for a couple of years now. We got it from Redbox, and it wasn't playing. It would play the previews, but it wouldn't go play the actual deal. Called up Redbox. They said you probably need to update your Blu-ray player.
Yes.
Is that correct?
It is. Matter of fact, I just had to update mine. You have to go with a regular PC on the web. You go to the website of the manufacturer, download the update, and you're going to burn it to a CD. And if it's big enough, it may be a DVD, then you're going to put that in the player, and the player should figure out how to do the update.
Well, hang on. So I got a smart TV, and if I already got like a Cat 5 going to the TV, if I ran a Cat 5 to the back of that Blu-ray player, and it just automatically do it, because when you hit that network settings, if I go ahead and just run the Cat 5, will it take care of it that way?
I don't know. Mine didn't, because it needed to boot a specific operating system outside of what the DVD player normally boots to install the update.
Interesting. Okay. All right, bud. Thank you.
You're welcome.
He called you Bud.
Mm. Bud.
Bud Hernandez.
I like that.
Yeah.
Bud Hernandez. Here's Rick. Rick, say hi to Bud Hernandez.
Bud, how you doing? AM and PM to Frank and the boys.
Thank you. Thank you.
If I can, I got a two-part question.
All right, you can.
I have a program that has popped up on my computer called Shop Pops. And I don't know where it came from, but when I go to control panel and tell it to delete it,
mm-hmm.
it will not delete. It just goes into a loop. Are you sure you want to do this? Are you positive you want to do this? This can go on for hours.
Mm-hmm.
How do I make it go away?
First thing I'd try is run malware bytes and see if that'll take care of it.
Malware bytes. Mm-hmm. Okay, second question. I'm running off of Windows 7, and I'm finding that it's not compatible with a whole lot of sites that I need to use.
Windows 7 probably isn't your problem. Your browser is probably your problem. You're using Internet Explorer, aren't you?
Yes.
Aha! Stop
so
it.
If I use like Foxfire, Firefox, whatever.
Firefox or Google Chrome should not have that problem.
Okay. All right. Great.
Now don't remove Explorer because you're going to need it for the Windows updates for Windows 7, but just stop using it.
Okay. Just use
the Internet
access. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Terrific.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, fellas.
Hey, here's something I'm getting on my phone lately. Trust or don't trust this computer. Even on my phone, it refers to as a computer. It says, are you sure you want to trust this computer? I hate that when
I've never seen that.
Are you sure? Whenever they come back with, are you sure you want to close this page? It's almost like, boy, maybe I don't. Something bad will happen. I don't like that when those things pop up. Cindy is here. Cindy, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Cindy.
And hi, everyone else on ANNPN.
Well, thank you, Cindy.
I'm having a hankering. I'm not very technologically sound. I'm having a hankering to get not an iPad, but a tablet.
Yes.
And I have a Samsung phone. Should I get a Samsung tablet because I have a Samsung phone? Or is there a big difference between a 7-inch tablet and an 8-inch tablet?
Yeah, about an inch.
Some people the difference is
1 inch. Dan, show her an inch. Here.
Yeah, here you go.
Oh, okay.
There's an inch right there.
I see then. That'd be the difference.
That's
not
huge.
Not much at all, really?
No, Cindy, you're right. Not much at all.
If you have a Samsung and you like that manufacturer, they make good tablets. It's not a bad one.
Okay, but you don't have to have them the same.
No.
Okay. Okay.
Well, that was easy. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Right, well, Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you guys. Thanks for keeping us happy, too.
All right. Well, thank you, Cindy. Yeah, that's what we're on this earth for, keep people happy.
Yep.
Like Brad. We're going to make him happy by answering a question. Brad, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Brad.
Happy New Year.
I'm aiming at PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I've got a question for Jose, but I've also got a challenge for PM. Which would you like to go with first?
I say we go with the challenge first.
Okay, the challenge for Peon is I know he's probably very good at editing these phone calls, and I was just thinking with Cindy's call, she started off with saying that she has a hankering.
Right.
And I think you know where I'm going here, don't you, Frank?
Go ahead.
And then she mentioned 7 inches or 8 inches.
Exactly. I'd like to see what you could do with that.
I could do a lot with that.
Peon could do something with that.
Okay. My question for Jose is, it has to do a little bit with a end-of-the-year confession here also that I've had a...
You've had a hankering for 7 or 8 inches? That's a lot.
Very good. Now I've lost my train of thought. Okay, here. I actually have had a dispute kind of going with my wife.
What?
Why?
I know.
Not.
Hard to believe.
That is hard.
You must be a newlywed.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
No, you say you're clear. Anyhow is okay.
Close. Well, I thought you got me there.
So what's the dispute?
The dispute is normally when I get into one, I like to at least have some knowledge about what I'm talking about, and this one is more of what my instinct has been. It has to do with the charger she uses in her car. You know, we used to call it like a cigarette lighter, but that wherever you plug that thing in there. You know
yes.
what I'm talking about?
Right. Yes.
Okay. So she is always charging cell phones and whatever on these things, but she leaves the plug plugged in when the car is not in use.
Okay.
And I told her not to do that because I told her it's sucking the juice out of the battery.
Maybe not.
But I don't really know if that's true or not.
Can I?
That's what I'm calling. That's my question.
I'm the car guy. I'm going to step in here and then Jose can confirm. It depends on the car. Some plugs are hot even when the car is shut off and
right.
locked, and others are not. GM, a lot of GM cars. That what you call cigarette lighter plug is hot, and yes, it is draining power. But
my car, when I turn the ignition off,
it's off.
The charger's off.
Yeah, my car is like that too. When I turn my ignition off,
so what you
off,
have to
off.
Do is get something that lights up, like a charger that lights up when you plug it in. Shut the car completely off, take the key out, and see if the light's still on. And if it is, you know it's still hot. If it's not, you lose because her leaving it plugged in didn't drain anything.
So I can basically just try it out myself and see what's going on.
Yeah, and if you're wrong, just don't say anything.
Exactly. Or if it doesn't have a light, just look at the phone and
yeah.
see if it's got the lightning bolt on the back.
Yeah,
if it
shows
it's still
that it's charging when the car is shut off, then you know the plug is always hot.
Well, if it's not hot, I can pretty much let that thing plugged in and let her have her victory, right?
Correct.
No, I'd still make her think she's doing something wrong.
You just have the knowledge now. It's whether you
want to
share it or
not.
You
got to pick your battles. Pick your battles, right?
That's right. That's exactly right.
It depends on how long it's been between the time she starts the car, because even if it's drawing power, it's not that much.
Well, I mean, she leaves them in all the time.
But the car would have to be between starts for a couple of months. It draws as much energy as the memory for the clock radio
right.
in the car.
Yeah, no, he's right. She could literally, and I hate to do this to you because it means you don't have the argument you thought you had with the ammo that you have for your wife, but she could leave that phone and a charger for, honest to goodness, like 2-3 weeks, and it would make little difference in how much battery was left.
But there's not really a whole lot to argue about on this, is there?
No, there's really not.
But you've chosen this fight to fight, so we're trying to give you the information to go forward.
Yeah.
Well, I've stopped arguing with her. I've just been sneaking out at nighttime and unplugging the phone.
Nah, don't stop arguing. That takes the whole fun out of marriage. You got to argue.
How are you supposed to make up if you're not fighting?
Yeah.
Bingo.
Yeah, all right. Hey, man, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Thanks for taking my call.
You
thanks.
Bet. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
You know, when I get on my wife, I don't actually get on her. She doesn't
well,
like
yeah, no.
And this is a little thing, but I'm big on it. She turns the steering wheel when the car is sitting still, grinding the rubber of the tires into the asphalt. You should be rolling
yeah.
when you turn, but she'll sit and just turn
before
a complete. Yeah,
she's in gear.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll say, you're grinding the rubber into the asphalt. You're just chewing tread. When you turn the tire, and it's a little thing.
I have some things, too, little things like that.
And then the whole scheme of things is not that big a deal. But for some reason,
it bothers you.
My dad used to be real big on certain things. Check the oil. Make sure we don't have to do that anymore. But not grinding the tires into the driveway by sitting still and turning the wheel.
My wife, Angela, will turn off the radio before she turns off the car.
Well, that's weird.
I go, what's the point of that? You're just, you're going to, you know, it's going to be off anyway. And when you start the car back up, you turn it back on.
Yeah, that's a new one. And then we'll take a couple calls real quickly. One more. We'll take another last call. And everybody does this. I did it yesterday. We drove to Old Monroe, Missouri yesterday, which is basically Troy, Missouri. And when you're in a part of the world you're not familiar with, as you get closer and you're trying to find something, you turn the radio down. Every
yes.
time.
Oh, yeah.
Every time. Like, that's going to make
help
it jump
you concentrate.
Out and you
yeah.
can see it better mm-hmm. because you turn the radio down. We'll make Jack our last call. Jack, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Hello, Jack.
I want to wish everybody a Happy New Year.
Well, same to you, Jack.
Jose, I have a problem with my computer. It's a laptop. And I was writing my book. I got about 10 pages done. And then all of a sudden, I don't have any thing on the monitor at all. And I can't find anybody of the technical people that I call usually to correct the problem, you know, if there's some kind of virus or something like that. But they say they can't do anything because they can't take control of the monitor in order to get that back. And I'm just wondering, is my computer ruined Or can I get a, I've been told by a couple of people now that I can hook up another monitor to that by using some kind of a connection, and I could be able to retrieve my book again.
Well, if the monitor itself has died and the laptop, the computer portion is still working, yes, you can definitely plug an external monitor into it, and it's just like as if the screen were working.
Okay.
That would be a way to check to see if it's actually the computer or just the monitor.
Now, that connection for a second monitor, is that's not a USB plug, though, is it? It's something different?
It's a VGA connection. They're normally colored blue and have 15 pins.
Oh, okay. Mm. I guess I've got one of those on there. Do most of the laptops have those connections
yes, sir.
On them?
So you don't get anything on your monitor. It's not just this book. Your monitor is gone, right?
No, I don't get anything on the monitor at all.
Oh, yeah, I'm with Jose. It's not. You haven't lost your book. You just lost everything. It's a monitor issue. Yeah, just plug in another monitor.
I got you. Okay.
I like the way you talk, by the way. Where are you from? Where are you from, man?
Most people do. I was raised in Texas.
Oh, you sure can't tell it.
Yeah, it's a funny thing. I was born in Colorado. But I was raised in Texas, and then I moved up here back in 1984.
And just the fact that he says Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man,
Colorado.
I like it. Don't ever lose it. Happy New Year, Jack.
Same to you. You guys have a good day, and Happy New Year to everyone there.
All right. That guy, he should be doing commercials.
I love that.
He
yes.
should be doing commercials with Farmer Dave for a feed company or something. That's it. We're out of time. We will do this again. Next Monday, if you need to get in touch with Jose, here's his email address. It's techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. And as always, we thank the folks at Oreck. Not just a great vacuum cleaner, but a great name for all kinds of other great home care products. Give it up for Jose Hernandez.
Good day, everybody.
Hey, Jose. And now the one and only John Landoff, who's talking to somebody there apparently in his office. So hello, John.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
Great. Great. I'm assuming you have someone in your office.
I have a young man who I've known since seventh grade at Concord Lutheran back in our great days of our friend Herb Tungsing, the late, great Herb Tungsing. This is Mike Byington.
Mike, how are you?
Fine, thank you, Frank. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Now, are you a customer or just a friend or both?
He is a very good friend and a very good customer, but he is a friend first.
All right.
Well said. Well said. Herb, if you want to find out how strong your friendship is, go out and buy a Chrysler tomorrow.
See, John still talks to you.
See if the friend first thing.
Yeah, and then you'll see if that friend first thing is really true.
I don't think he's.
He would never do that, right?
He wouldn't do that because he's a friend.
That's right. I don't like Chrysler products. Thank you.
There you go.
Good thing to say, sitting in his office. John and Herb, can you give me a moment?
It's Mike.
I'm sorry, Mike. Can you give
Mike Byington?
Mike, can you give me a moment with John, just a second, if you don't mind? John, I heard you a few days ago on the air with John Carney.
Yes.
And you said to him, because of your great listeners, the exact same thing that you say to us about our listeners. And then you said to John Carney, and Dan and Pian, I want you to hear this. He said, you're a really funny guy. He said that to John Carney.
What?
Now, that's the same thing. This is kind of like that guy who tells different girls the same story. Oh, you're the one for me.
Yeah.
There is no other girl. And I don't know. It just kind of.
You want me to take the knife out of your back?
Yeah. I mean, I thought, well, he said that to me. He said those exact same. He said, I'm funny. He said, because it's
Frank,
our great listeners. And then you said, thanks to his great listeners. I don't know.
Frank, you are funny, and so is John Carney. But come on, really, are you kidding me? My allegiance is to you.
Wow.
You are.
I hope John's not.
Record that and play it for John.
You are the king. And here's the thing: they all look up to you. You know, McGraw-Milhaven. I mean, when we were together, I kept asking McGraw questions. He couldn't take his eyeball. He kept staring at you. He, like, I wasn't even around.
It made me uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Well, why would that make you uncomfortable? The man, I mean, loves you.
Now, next week, if I listen to
you. I mean, does that make you uncomfortable if another man loves you? I mean, and not in a weird way. I mean, does he really respect you?
Now, next week, if I hear you on with John Carney next week, am I going to hear you say, John, you're the king?
Nope.
Okay. All right.
Nope. Because I'm not on the air with John unless it's a Friday and McGraw is off, which, by the way, McGraw takes off almost as much as you do.
Oh,
well, that's
wow.
impossible. He'd have to be completely off the air. Almost.
No, I mean, you're on assignment every Friday.
Yeah,
he's on assignment. He's
I have no control over that.
You're doing good things on Fridays.
That's right. I don't like to talk about it. But things like that gold coin and the salvation, that's the kind of stuff I do every
day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to talk about it anymore. It sounds so.
You're very charitable. You're very giving.
Let's get back to Mike there. Is he still there, Mike?
I just want to make sure we still talk about you're a very giving man because you still need to... Give Mimi and I some dinner before, yes.
Are you okay?
Get out of this whole holiday giving season.
Are you okay? Mike, when he did that, did any of that get on you when he coughed that up just now?
Oh, he's looking straight at you, Frank.
Mike, what's the last vehicle you bought from Johnny Londo?
A 11. Getting ready to get a 14.
All right.
And that would be a 14 what? Silverado, or what are we talking about?
Silverado.
See, that's how good I am. I can tell from a man's voice what he drives. That's a great
man. I'm gonna say, this is a man's man right here.
Great talent.
This is a guy that he could have survived 500 years ago off the land. He's a big burly guy, big strong. Matter of fact, when he just gave me a hug, I think he might have thrown out a my neck or something, Mike. I might have to go see a chiropractor or something.
Hmm.
Mike, John likes to hug guys. Obviously, you know that.
You know, Frank,
got a website for you.
Just don't turn your back on him, Frank.
Hey, John. Dan's right. We got a website for you to check out. John, you got your computer there?
Well, Frank, right now I've got my buddy Mike in here to buy a truck. And
Mike's family's not there, I hope, like young children or anything, is
it? Dan Williams is in here, his sales representative, then Trisha Arnold. We're running one of the largest Chevrolet dealerships in the country.
I know, but do you have your computer?
Get on the air with you, okay?
But do you have your computer there handy?
Yes.
And let me tell you why, we're doing you a favor here. We were trying to think of something we could do at the station to bring people together, something other than just your regular potluck sort of holiday thing. And I said, how about if we had a lemon party?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have lemon pie, you have lemonade. And so we went to a site, lemonparty.org, thinking we'd find everything we needed for a lemon party.
Yep.
Don't go to that site if that's what you're looking for, lemonparty.org.
And please don't go there while you're on the air with
us. No, don't go now. No, don't do that. You really, don't.
I'm already in like three different things that are business related. So, I mean, I don't have time to.
That's good.
Good. We're so glad. We're so glad that you cannot pull up lemonparty.org right now. Thank goodness.
Maybe later when you're by yourself.
Yeah.
And Mike, don't you pull it up either, okay?
So, since we're not going to pull it up, why are we still talking about it?
We're finished now.
Yeah.
It's over. We're on
the
side. Let's
talk about the Johnny Londo Chevrolet year-end family and friends event, okay?
Did you see?
We've got to sell a lot of cars and trucks.
Hey, let me share something with you from this morning's USA.
I'm on a roll and you just
hang on. I'm doing you a favor. I'm doing you a favor. This is helping. This is going to help you out here. From this morning's USA Today, an article that said, for the last 4 years, the biggest month for new car sales for General Motors was the month of December. The biggest month that I can remember, and John, you can confirm this, I remember years ago, December was considered, you just might as well go home and take a nap because people just didn't buy a lot of cars in December. That has completely changed, and it's the single biggest month for the last 4 years.
Oh, it's still, it's a great month right now. A lot of people want to get they want to buy trucks and cars before the end of the year. Businesses want to take advantage of the tax break by getting things put into their fiscal year 2013. And then a lot of customers want to upgrade to a car because of the great deals. But they're like, okay, personal property tax, that's why you can still come on Thursday. You can come tonight, and we'll do all the paperwork, but we can still date paperwork January 2nd, 2014. That's Thursday, and we'll be open till 10 o'clock on Thursday because we're extending the hours. It's the last day of all these great incentives, and then you don't have to worry about personal property tax until next year. But it's all legal. It's all official because, again, all the business that we do from now until Thursday evening late all goes into December. Unbelievable. Can you tell I'm excited?
I can tell you're excited.
Huh?
And it's good. And it's good that you are, because it balances the sadness that we're experiencing here in the studio today. And
why?
Well, we've lost another rapper, John.
What?
Rapper Doe B was killed a couple. Sorry.
You doing okay?
Yeah.
What up, Doe?
A couple of days ago, down in Alabama, rapper Doe B. has been
oh my goodness,
I don't talk about
it. I had no idea.
Yeah, so I'm glad that you were able to counter our sadness and depression and down mood with your uplifting mood about how great a month this has been.
Hey, you know what, it needs to get greater. It's been great, but we need you know, a couple of Saturdays ago we had 6 inches of snow on the ground. That made it for kind of a tough day, and it was cold. So we didn't do much on that Saturday, and then we had the one day where it rained the entire day. Not easy to sell cars and trucks on a rainy, rainy day, but, hey, what's that?
Yeah, what is that?
What was that?
That was Mike's phone text going off.
Lemon Brown,
man.
Mike, we're on the air.
I'm 57. I'm hard hearing.
You're young, buddy.
Mike, this is a professional broadcasting facility. We can't have that. He's laughing.
Did you, Dan? That's Danny. Dan Williams is laughing, huh? Unbelievable! What are you laughing about, Dan?
Just the show.
Okay.
We need more of like him. We could use about a million.
I got a buddy of mine just texted me on that text. What are you doing on the Franco Pinion show? Tommy Wilson. Mr. Tommy Wilson is a dear friend of mine. How you doing, Tommy?
How about this?
Wow.
We got conversations going on.
Hey, I own a trucking firm, too, called Triton Express. So let's throw that in there, too, Frank.
There you go.
Well, you just did. I like this guy. Who is this? Is this Mike still, or who is
that's
it?
That's Mike, yeah.
Triton Express. No, nope, I'm afraid.
That's a courier service.
Yeah.
72? 71? 72? Boy, yeah. Yeah, long time. But great guy. Great
Mike,
guy.
John can tell you, getting promoted on this show and advertising on the show is not cheap. You, just for what you just did, you owe me $600.
That's all right, Johnny. Take care of that.
Yeah.
Just on that new 14 model.
Go ahead, Frankie. Add it to my already fat invoice you send me every month.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that thing, it takes like a weightlifter to bring it up here to the office.
Here we go.
It's so thick.
Hey,
crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Mike, whose show is this right now? Your show or my show?
I think it's Mike's. Huh? Go ahead, Mike.
What? This will be my 20th vehicle with Mr. Lanoff.
Yeah.
That's some kind of record.
That's called love, baby.
That
right
is.
There.
That's real.
That's some Landoff Byington love.
You better.
You're getting another hug for you, Lee, too. You just can't hug me as hard this time, Mike, okay? Listen, we're open late tonight. Give us a call, 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800. Go online at lawndoff.com, L-O-N-D-O-F-F, lawndoff.com. We're open 24 hours a day at lawndoff.com. Great pricing online, every vehicle price to sell. And yes, we need trade-ins. Please, we need your trade-ins. So, great talking to you, Frank.
You too, John.
Stay off of strange internet sites, okay? While you're on the air.
Well, John, we're trying to keep people. We're trying to warn people when we can. What's out there that they shouldn't be exposed to?
Yeah.
Lemonparty.org is one of those things we're trying to keep people away from. Mike, it was a pleasure.
You too, Frank. Thank you, sir.
All right. And John, we'll send them. They're on the way. And in fact, right now, many listeners are on the way to your dealership.
I cannot wait, okay?
All right. They'll be there soon.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. Well, will we talk to him probably tomorrow?
Yes.
Because we won't be here Wednesday, so we'll get to say Happy New Year tomorrow.
Yeah.
We don't have to do it today. We're going to take a quick break, and then, and by the way, I didn't make that up. I'll read you exactly the quote from this morning's USA Today. For the past 4 years, automakers have sold more vehicles in December than any other month of the year. And I'm not kidding. December and January, years ago, you just pretty much write them off as nothing's going to happen. So I don't know what changed, but I'm glad it did. We're coming back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
And time to look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, at last check, they were working with an accident on eastbound 40 at Kings Highway. They had two left lanes blocked. Traffic was slow back to Hampton. Westbound 40 is running slow as you approach Kings Highway as folks slow down to take a look. And then it's a little heavy again, Hampton through McCausland. Everything else is running pretty well. I see no delays. Northbound 55, though, a little bit heavy right around Park up to the Poplar in that right-hand lane. And this traffic report brought to you by Radio Shack. It's the bigger, better event at Radio Shack with up to 60% off electronics, like RC toys and no-contract phones. While supplies last, products may vary by store. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Tigers. The Cowboys. The Cotton Bowl.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house!
This Friday, our Mizzou Tigers clash with the Cowboys of Oklahoma State in the Cotton Bowl.
Touchdown, Missouri.
Pre-game coverage begins at 5 p.m. and the kickoff is at 7. Get every pass, every play, right here
on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm just calling to let you know what a great experience I had.
You really got us to a better place.
I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. People all over St. Louis are taking advantage of our low interest rates and great customer service. Home values are rising, and with rates still so low, the time to refinance is right now.
You know, after you told me how much money I could save every month, I thought, well, that's almost a car payment.
Don't be left behind. Call today and speak to one of our licensed mortgage consultants. Pay off those high interest rate credit cards and save hundreds, even thousands of dollars.
In St. Louis, call 314-878-9999. Find out how much money you can save. Call now, 314-878-9999.
With rates and APRs in the threes, make the call today. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage.
We'll get you to a better place.
NMLS 1899, Equal Housing Lender, 314-878-9999. Or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
I'm Car Gal from Meyer Honda, the Metro East's only Honda dealer. Let's go to the phones and talk to Kathy in Belleville. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Car Gal.
What can we do for you?
Well, my husband Ray and I are expecting soon.
Congratulations. That's great.
Yeah, this will be our third. And with all the car seats and everything, we need to trade up for a roomier vehicle, if you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean. And I'm going to recommend two Hondas for you and Ray to check out at Meyer Honda.
Okay.
The new Honda Odyssey that seats eight, an excellent family vehicle. And the new Honda Pilot that also seats eight, but a little sportier. Both the Odyssey and the Pilot have tons of room for your growing family, and Meyer Honda has a wonderful selection.
Thanks. We'll head for Meyer Honda as soon as I can make another trip to the bathroom.
You go, girl.
Yeah, you too.
I mean, go, girl. Go. You meet the nicest people in a Meyer Honda.
Tis the season for incredible year-end pricing and incentives during Happy Honda Days at Meyer Honda, your gateway Honda dealer. Meyer Honda, O'Fallon, Illinois, MeyerHonda.com.
Midwest Floor has just purchased a truckload of luxury vinyl tile flooring from Armstrong to give you these great holiday savings. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president and CEO of Midwest Floor. If you ever wanted to make a fashion statement in your home, now is the time. Beautiful, American-made, luxury vinyl tile. On sale now for only $3.89 a square foot. It's a great alternative to ceramic tile that's comfortable on your feet, warm to your touch, and easy to take care of. That's right. You can have one of the most durable tile floors made. Armstrong's Alterna Luxury Vinyl Tile for only $3.89 a square foot. That's half of our regular price. And with your choice of 42 different patterns and colors and 5 different sizes, you can't go wrong. So hurry into one of our two stores and take advantage of this truckload offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
The best way to solve any problem is usually the simplest and most straightforward. After all, the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. That's why when your foundation starts cracking or sinking, you need PermaJack, the patented foundation stabilizing system. Steel piers are hydraulically driven to give your home a foundation it can stand on. A foundation that is solid as rock. PermaJack is the simple system. A small crew can install it in only a few days without major excavation or heavy equipment. PermaJack is the straightforward system. A small hole is dug next to your foundation wall. The PermaJack bracket is attached to the footing. A hydraulic pump forces a sturdy steel pier down into the earth as far as necessary, and the hole is refilled. PermaJack is the best system. Each pier is load-tested under pressure to be certain your foundation is securely supported. There's no competition. Other systems just can't match the simplicity, reliability, and economy of PermaJack. The original PermaJack. Solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553.
Hi. You can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually NON24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
This message is brought to you by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hey, this is Tom Strive with Strive Electric Company. 15 years ago, when I got into the field, I had a dream. And that dream became reality in 2004 when the doors of Strive Electric opened. We started the company specializing in small residential service work, service upgrades, lighting, remodeling, and custom homes. When you're ready to join the tribe and go with Strive, please give us a call at 314-487-7474 or visit our website at striveelectric.com.
If your trees have suffered damage from the recent storms, don't trust just anyone to come to your door with a truck and a chainsaw. You need Allen's Tree Service. They're a third-generation company with 30-plus years of experience. They are fully insured. Don't risk getting sued by those fly-by-night tree services. Call Allen's Tree Service today for a free estimate at 636-332-5535. 636-332-5535 or online at allenstreeservice.com. For everything green, call the Allen's team.
Is your furnace worn out or an energy hog?
Replace it with Classic Air Care, your rebate headquarters.
Ameren rebate.
Up to $720.
Federal tax rebate.
Up to $500.
Laclede gas rebate.
Up to $225.
Lennox manufacturer rebate.
Up to $1,500.
For a total potential system savings of up to $2,945. Call Classic Air Care
at 314-352-1111.
Classic Air Care. Locally owned, family owned since 1926.
On Facebook and online at CACSTL.com.
Hey, St. Louis, are you tired of the appliance stores around town who state that they will match competitors' prices? Well, why should you do all the work for them? At Appliance Discounters, we price our appliances lower than any competitors right off the bat. This is Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters, and we have proven to our customers that we have the lowest prices on Frigidaire appliances. Not only will you get the lowest price on the product, you'll also get the very best service and installation prices on your new Frigidaire appliance. So get over to Appliance Discounters and find out why we have the happiest customers and the unhappiest competition.
This Friday and every Friday, Jim Holder and Jim Huer are taking the big sports show on the road. They'll be broadcasting live from 6:30 from Seiberg's at the corner of 270 and Dorset.
To find out more and to see which one of Seiberg's six area locations is near you, go to Seiberg's.com.
What a combination. The Big Sports Show Friday Night Edition and Seiberg's, an eating and drinking company. Seiberg's at the corner of 270 and Dorset on the Big 550 KTRS.
Joseph A. Bank. They fit most everyone. Joseph A. Bank with six locations. In St. Louis on North Lindbergh, Chesterfield, Lake St. Louis, Fairview Heights at the shops at St. Clair, DePere, and St. Louis Galleria. JOSBank.com.
It's the Bigger Better event at Radio Shack with up to 60% off electronics like RC toys and no contract phones. While supplies last, products may vary by store.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. This is the week. Tomorrow night's tonight. Don't do it. Don't do something stupid. Get yourself a Laclede Cab. Download the app, STL Taxi. It's free and it's easy, and you'll get a great, clean Laclede Cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland. Bill.
How are you? Everybody have a good holiday?
Let me check. Everybody have a good holiday?
Yeah.
Apparently, yes.
Good. Good to hear that. Well, the president is ringing in the new year in Hawaii, where he's parading around in short-sleeved shirts tucked into his khaki shorts. residents, of course, got excited to see Obama, but mainly because at first they thought he was the UPS man. Everybody's excited about the big New Year's celebration tomorrow night all over the country. People gather around their TVs to watch the ball drop, which is odd because I didn't even know the Rams were playing New Year's Eve.
Oh, dropping the ball. I get it.
Well, what an awful game. Yeah, did you see that? Oh, what a horrible game.
Yeah, I saw enough of it.
Fighting, bad sportsmanship. It got so bad that Jeff Fisher actually left in the third quarter to beat the traffic.
Oh, my God, that is bad.
And I love little stories like this. There's a 102-year-old guy in New York that still works as a valet parking attendant.
Right.
Pretty neat, yeah. Not easy for him, though. Every time he parks a car, he has to pull over three times for a bathroom break. That takes him a while.
Yeah.
And finally, this afternoon. Well, an end-of-the-year survey finds that United Airlines is apparently the most hated airline in the country. And they've apologized to their passengers and then charged them a $50 apology fee.
Wow, that's why they hate it, yeah.
Hey, real quick, I know you're out of time. You know what I did on the Friday night? I went to the Symphony. Have you been to the Symphony before?
Yes.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Fantastic.
It was like the coolest thing I've ever done. Not ever done, but what a neat, neat thing that's
You've never been to Powell Hall?
I've been to Powell Hall, but not for the Symphony. Mm. It was unbelievable. I'm still talking about it. I thought it was like the neatest thing I've done, at least this year.
Wow. Good for you.
I thought maybe you had not gone either.
Nope, it's great.
Really, you have a lot more culture than I do.
I'm so
Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, and I am Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
I'm all over classical music.
Oh, me too.
I'm there, dude. Mm. It is a great, just for the acoustics, it's unbelievable. I mean, and it's a beautiful, it's just a beautiful place, Powell Symphony Hall. Playhouse on the way, joke on the way, Mark and Jason are Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. And they're financial advisors, which means you have $25,000 or more, and it could be $50,000, $100,000, $1,000,000, but at least $25,000. What do you have to lose, and why would anybody not think this is a good idea to get the advice of somebody who does this and has done it for years for a living? What is there about that that doesn't make sense? You don't have to take the advice. If you think you know more than they do or you have a better idea, okay. Meeting with them and disagreeing with what they say will just further strengthen your ideas. I don't think that's going to happen. I think you're going to see that there's a tremendous advantage to getting with somebody who's done this for a long time, because their goal is the same as yours, to keep that money and turn it into more money. It starts with their website, markandjason.com. There was Steve O'Nicholas. markandjason.com. 5 o'clock.
From ABC News.